Star, brother and sister, GB. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 15, 1900. Dear brother and sister Star, I received your kind invitation to be at your camp meeting in Geelong. I do not know of any place I would be more pleased to be than Geelong. As far as health is concerned, the Lord has wrought for me. I have felt that the Lord was hearing and answering my prayer, if it was my duty to labor as I have done. And for several weeks I have had excellent health. I could not give, before this time, an answer whether I could come. At the council held here about 1 week ago, Elder Daniels and W.C. White and Brother Wessels thought I should be at that meeting. If they feel as earnest about it as they did, I will come. I have no excuse why I should not do this, as the Lord has given me so good health. I feel very grateful to God for the health and strength I have. Last Friday, Sarah, Sister Rice, and I drove our team, Jasper and Jesse, to Maitland in the afternoon. I spoke on Sabbath. It was an important meeting, and the Lord's presence was in our midst. There had been a social or testimony meeting after the Sabbath school. Sunday, we had a very important meeting with the workers. I think I talk about 3 hours. Then went to visit a family named Lamott, about 3 miles from Maitland. We found a humble little place which was hired, and such a welcome as we received. You may know this sister. Her husband has not taken his stand, but he will. He has given up his tobacco. He has the position of caring for the city waterworks. He has property, owns that house back of the tent. His wife asked him one day, as she went into the city, "What shall I get for you?" "Oh," he said, "not anything unless you get some tobacco." She said, "No, husband, you are getting along nicely without it, and I cannot get you tobacco." They took us out to see their place, the fruit, and the things they were raising. There was a melon weighing 25 pounds he put in my carriage, and a box with several pounds of grapes. I offered to pay him. He said no. It was a great pleasure to him to give them to us. They were very thankful we had come, and she told me how earnestly she had been praying to the Lord for a long time to send someone to Maitland who would give them food, for they seemed to be drying up. There was naught in the preaching to refresh the soul. Then she related how happy she was since her baptism, and she said her husband was happy. She was sure he was about to confess the truth. We had a precious season of prayer with them, and the blessing of the Lord was in our midst. Our hearts were joyful in God. We then returned to the mission home, and all enjoyed the large melon. Then, before meeting in the evening, I had 1 hour's talk with Brother Colcord.